Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Indonesia and India strengthen digital ties in 5G and artificial intelligence. Indonesia sharpens artificial intelligence regulations to address risk and foster innovation. I am Ahmad Faisal, and this is the news in detail. Indonesia and India are strengthening digital ties through cooperation in 5G and artificial intelligence. Nama City covers the report. Indonesia's Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Muthiah Hafid, met with Indian Ambassador to Indonesia, Sandeep Chakravorty, in Jakarta on Tuesday to discuss expanding cooperation in 5G and artificial intelligence, or AI. The meeting follows a memorandum of understanding, or MOU, signed in January 2025 during President Prabowo Subianto's visit to India. It is a key step in strengthening digital ties between the two countries. Mr. Muthiah said the partnership reflects Indonesia's independent foreign policy, supporting cooperation without aligning to global powers.
Indonesia has been aligning from the world in all sides, to keep a strong and strategic approach to building global partnerships. Of course, we're engaging with India, especially through your esteemed company, KPS and such as Netflix. We are able to strengthen international collaboration while remaining aligned with our national interests. Of course, the highlight of the partnership that we are hoping to get also with KPS and India is to also highlight on our national interests.
Muthiah also stressed the importance of building inclusive, diverse AI technologies, not dominated by just a few countries. At the same time, Ambassador Chakravorty welcomed the momentum and confirmed that a separate agreement on telecom cooperation is also in progress.
It's a delight to be back here within 3-4 months since our last meeting in January before the visit of Bapa President to India, where we signed the digital cooperation MOU. MOU on telecom cooperation is also in the works, and we hope to conclude it soon. So with that, the G2G framework for cooperation in digital and telecommunication. Basically, the areas that you cover as minister will be covered, so that will provide the basis and the framework for cooperation.
The MOU covers cooperation in AI, the Internet of Things, or IoT, and the development of digital infrastructure, paving the way for a long-term partnership. Namaste Patala reporting for Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia sharpens artificial intelligence regulations to address risk and foster innovation. Anil Amoni has the details.
The Indonesian government is working to strengthen regulations around artificial intelligence AI to keep up with the fast-paced global development of the technology. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Nezar Satria spoke in Jakarta on Tuesday after a coordination meeting on preparing skilled human resources for AI development. He emphasized that the goal is not to limit innovation, but to manage potential risk arising from AI advancement.
Kita tadi sepakat untuk menajamkan regulasi.
We agreed to sharpen the regulations in response to the dynamic global AI development. The first step might be a presidential regulation to regulate AI development across sectors. We don't want regulations that stifle innovation, but we need to address the risk associated with AI's development and applications. Nezar also highlighted the government's commitment to enhancing digital infrastructure and talent, aiming to make Indonesia a hub for global AI development.
Indonesia's Minister of Basic and Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, emphasized the importance of education in shaping the nation's future, particularly as the country looks towards 2045. Ofra has the details.
Minister Abdul Muti spoke at the 2025 National Consolidation on Basic and Secondary Education in Jakarta on Tuesday. He stressed that education plays a key role in shaping Indonesia's future, with over 30% of the population in early childhood through secondary education. He highlighted that the quality of education directly impacts the country's future.
Mr.
Muthiah added that Indonesia's future in 2045 will be shaped by today's students, from kindergarten to high school. He stressed that these students will be the ones leading the country in the years ahead.
Indonesia and Japan are exploring cooperation in agricultural technology to address climate change challenges. More details are provided by Nora Parmede.
Indonesia and Japan are set to work together in agricultural technology, aiming to tackle climate change impacts on food production. This was announced by Indonesia's Minister of Agriculture, Andi Amran Sulaiman, after meeting with Japan's Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, Eto Baku, in Jakarta on Tuesday. Minister Andi highlighted Indonesia's fertile land and abundant water resources, which create opportunities for modern agricultural clusters to mitigate food shortages from climate change.
We just need to establish a joint cluster, modern agriculture that can reduce the risk of food shortages, and that's the solution for the future.
The two countries are exploring trade, with Indonesia offering palm oil and Japan considering milk export after halal certification. The rapid effort for South Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia promotes equal vaccine access in 2025 immunization week. Of Aragina has the report.
Indonesia's Ministry of Health today marked World Immunization Week 2025 with a major event in Jakarta under the theme "Let's Complete Immunization, a Healthy Generation for a Golden Indonesia." The event reflects the government's strong commitment to the National Immunization Program, a key step in building a healthier generation toward its long-term vision Indonesia Mass 2045. Team lead of the Immunization and Vaccine Development Unit at World Health Organization Indonesia, Dr. Stephen Chaku, in Jakarta on Wednesday, praised the country's ongoing efforts to expand vaccine access.
More than 1.3 million doses were offered during the industry immunization week, or what is called PENARI in Indonesia, and which the government is planning to conduct in three sessions. One is during the World Immunization Week, another during August, and later on in November. So which is also a very commendable approach by the government to catch up the missed children in Indonesia. Here I want to say that WHO, together with the government, with Indonesian Pediatric Association, development partners, and we remain committed to supporting the delivery of high quality safe vaccine equitably in Indonesia.
Dr. Chaku added that World Health Organization will continue to work closely with Indonesia's Ministry of Health and its partners to protect every child through equal access to life-saving immunizations.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia's President and Parliamentary Speaker discussed temporary shelter plan for Gazans. Andi Amoni brings the report.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, Ahmad Muzani, met at the Merdeka Palace on Tuesday. They discussed Indonesia's economic development and continued humanitarian support for Palestinians affected by the Gaza conflict. After the meeting, Chairman Muzani confirmed that President Prabowo reiterated Indonesia's readiness to temporarily shelter Gazans affected by the war. He emphasized that the plan would only move forward with approval from all relevant parties. President Prabowo had previously shared this plan before his trip to the Middle East and Turkey, aiming to provide a safe space for recovery with the hope that Gazans can return home in better condition.
Yang ada dalam pikiran beliau adalah bagaimana ketika Palestina merdeka itu orang-orang yang mengalami trauma perang,
What's on his mind was how, when Palestine becomes independent, people who have suffered from war trauma, children, women, people with disabilities, can recover and return home, including doctors and educators. They must heal from their trauma and improve their skills, so when peace comes, they can help rebuild Palestine's future. Mahmoud Ghazali also added that President Prabowo hopes Indonesia can support not just temporary relief, but also long-term development for a free and peaceful Palestine.
Dutch Prime Minister will lead economic delegation to Indonesia. Nurul Hamdiani has the report.
The Dutch Minister of Trade is set to visit Indonesia in June, accompanied by a large economic delegation. Ambassador of the Kingdom of the Netherlands to Indonesia, Mark Harrison, made the announcement during Tuesday celebration at Erasmus House, Jakarta on Tuesday. The visit will focus on maritime cooperation, water management, and food security.
Improving tourism quality and preserving the environment through the Clean Tourism Movement with Anna Trijayapati.
For Indonesia, tourism is not only a strategic sector that drives economic growth and creates jobs, but also a means of introducing the nation's identity on the global stage. For this reason, the government and people need to make various efforts to improve the quality of Indonesian tourism. One of them is through the Clean Tourism Movement launched by the Minister of Tourism, Widianti Putrawardhana, at Padang Titis Beach Mampus SL Region of Yogyakarta on Thursday, January 23rd. This movement is believed to be a momentum to strengthen the cleanliness and sustainability of tourist destinations in Indonesia. This was conveyed by Widianti Putrawardhana when attending the implementation of the Clean Tourism Movement at Kota Mandalika Beach, West Nusa Tenggara, on Thursday, April 24th. In addition to Mandalika Beach, this action was also carried out at Giri Air Beach the following day, Friday, April 25th. Previously, the Clean Tourism Movement has been successfully implemented in a number of tourist destinations such as Padang Titis Beach, Yogyakarta, Jakarta's Old Town, and Marine's Waterfront City, and Kili Beach, Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara. The Clean Tourism Movement, as one of the main programs of the Ministry of Tourism, is a real step in creating clean destinations, strengthening the spirit and collaborative steps towards quality and sustainable tourism. This movement also highlights the importance of sanitation and the availability of clean toilets as one of the main amenities that reflect the quality of tourist destinations. In fact, the Clean Tourism Movement can be carried out in various ways, such as reducing the use of plastic, promoting the use of renewable energy, and increasing tourist awareness of the importance of maintaining environmental cleanliness. By promoting Indonesian responsible and sustainable tourism, people should be able to increase awareness of the importance of maintaining environmental cleanliness and sustainability. It is hoped that through this movement, the target of 14 million to 16 million foreign tourist visits to Indonesia in 2025 can be achieved. Rapmos Commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Voice America from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, we have been almost accompanying you for 6 hours. Hopefully, what we have already shared you, given you, and even, entertained you, hopefully this can also improve your insight about Indonesia. Everything about Indonesia, and also such world music, and even what information and news, and also, about our special review, this can also improve and increase about your insight Indonesia. Well, we have also another segment. If you are able, if you want to learn about Indonesian language, we have also another segment, and this also focuses on how to make Indonesian language easier to be learned by yourself, easily to be learned by yourself. Yes, that's why we have also Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. That's our segment. But after that, here, I am Pastor, and also the crew and you of duty. Would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to and watch our programs, our segments. Hopefully, this can also can be as good as for you, can be beneficial, and also give such, better improvement of your insight about Indonesia. Well, feel enjoyable, feel entertained after joining with Voice of Indonesia. So here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, and also with other Indonesian songs that would like to accompany you up to 6 o'clock p.m. Total time, Jakarta. Have a nice day, and see you next time.
Your name. Answer by saying, Nama saya.
Insight of the day. When greeting or introducing yourself, it is a good habit in Indonesia to shake hands and give slight nod. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words only on Let's Speak Indonesia. Sampai jumpa.
Meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gumpo as rice meatball because it is round, made on rice, and eats white color. According to the story, gumpo comes Afterwards, it is also skimmed and cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the dumbo carrot is aided with coconut milk, which is made from skimmed coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved pies or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or Prince sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of rice dumbo carrot, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It's quite affordable, isn't it?
Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, Indonesian music and entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.